Caravan broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM on the dial www.ckut.ca on the internet. Canadians have right to more than the trickle of information from the MP. It's not just journalists who need to know. So we can read in the Gazette, article by Hélène Buzzetti and other 8 journalists. Genuine transparency is replaced by slick propaganda and spin designed to manipulate public opinion. The result is a citizenry with limited insight into the workings of government and a diminished ability to hold it accountable. As journalists, we fear this will mean more government waste, more misuse of taxpayer dollars, more scandals. Canadians won't know about until it's too late. It's been 4 years since Mr. Harper muzzled his ministers and forced reporters to put their names on a list during rare press conferences in hopes of being selected to ask him a question. It's not uncommon for reporters to be barred from posing questions on behalf of Canadians. More recently, information control has reached new heights. Access to public events is now restricted. Photographs and videographers have been replaced by handout photos and footage shot by the MP's press office. It's getting tougher to find an independent eye recording history. But handouts are, unfortunately, widely used by media outlets, often without the caveat that they are not real journals. In the end, that means Canadians only get a sanitized and staged version of history. To read the entire article, please refer to the Gazette. This is the edition of last Saturday, June 12, 2010. It appeared on page F7 under Opinion. In the studio with us, we have journalist Stéphane Christophe. He's going to talk about his experience as a journalist, a freelance journalist, and a free spirit. Hello, Stéphane. Welcome to our show, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity, Sam.
Stéphane, what was your experience? We have learned recently that CSIS, the security agency, the Canadian security agency, has been going around asking your friends about you.
Well, late night visits, early morning knocks at the door at many friends' homes, quite disturbing. The people knocking were CSIS, the intelligence service, posing a series of questions about my political views and my involvement in human rights campaigns locally.
They're approaching your friends and they're asking them, do you know Stéphane? They already, of course, know that. And they say, what do you know about him?
Well, beyond that, I mean, many, many questions, quite probing questions, you know, and for me, it was really concerning because, you know, I'm involved in very public activities. Everything I do is out there. I am involved in events that are open to the public. My views are expressed in articles I write in The Hour or in other publications. So the fact that they were going to question people about my views, I think points to a larger situation, which is context within Canada where we're seeing political dissent being stigmatized and marginalized and criminalized in the lead up to the G20 summit. And I think a lot of the issues that people are concerned about around the summit specifically or Canada's foreign policy more broadly are issues that most people across the country would agree on, whether it's Canada's, you know, 100% backing of the Israeli military or its disregard towards environmental policy and global warming.
Whether Canadians, I mean, most of them agree or not, I think it's a democracy and you are entitled to your own opinion as long as you express yourself non-violently. So have you taken any violent action, Stéphane?
Well, you
recently.
Know, yeah. I mean, in terms of what I've been involved in, everything's been public, you know, and I spoke to this topic in the media because I know that I would like people to decide. And I think that the fact is that most people aren't going to agree with the role that CSIS is playing in this picture, which is showing up at people's homes unannounced, doing these sort of kind of shadowy investigations. You know, we have a legal system. It's not perfect, but it exists. And the legal system exists to talk and to address grievances of law. And CSIS is operating outside of that context, right? So if we want to talk about law, CSIS's actions are operating behind closed doors or in the shadows. And I think that most, you know, for me at least, and many other people I've spoken to, they're very critical of what CSIS is doing. And
did they come knocking at your door? I mean, if they wanted to gather information about you, did they ever, because you did something that was not lawful, did they come and address, talk to you personally?
Well, CSIS has never approached me, right? And I wanted to speak publicly because I'm in a position to do so, and I was able to speak to many different media outlets, both independent media and the mainstream media, about this situation. And I felt it was important because I know that this is a reality for a lot of people, and I heard about that a lot after 9/11 within the Arab and Muslim community, and I supported a lot of different community groups and individuals that were facing that type of unwanted scrutiny by the intelligence services of Canada, which so many people basically just saw as a trampling of people's basic rights as people living in Canada. And, you know, now that I'm in this situation, I thought it's important to speak because I believe that the Conservative government is trying to test the limits of where it can go and how far it can push these boundaries of liberty.
Perhaps some people would have agreed when they thought, all right, they're questioning Arabs or Muslims, they're a threat to our society. But when it comes to journalists, this is more ominous because this is like going against those who dissent from the formal policy or from the government policy. And this is something that everyone should be concerned about.
And that's the response I've gotten. Most of the journalists I've spoken to, from the Gazette to CBC or independent journalists, have all expressed that very idea that you put forward in different ways, but basically that if an individual who's dissenting and critiquing the government is being held under this shadowy investigation by an unaccountable agency, and let me mention CSIS too has been tied to torture of Canadian citizens, right? So in the case of Abu Sufyan Abdulrazak, it was the CSIS agents who passed on information to the Sudanese authorities that led to Abdulrazak's torture. So the entire institution, I think we should be questioning the legitimacy of that institution and also be holding accountable the players within it that have being involved in human rights violations of people here in Canada, like Abdulrazak. I'm speaking now because I believe that that agency more broadly is trying to basically put a broader climate of fear and a chill on dissent, right? And that's the whole point of what they're doing. And beyond that, too, and I think that it's really important to express that whether you agree or not with, you know, people's different political views, if you believe in a democratic society, then that's the basic framework and ideas that we live in a world of ideas. We discuss, we debate these ideas. It's not always easy, but that platform of debating and discussing what we agree on terms of policy, in terms of government procedure, that's how we develop as a collective, right? So that's where I'm coming from. And the fact that they're questioning me as I've spoken out publicly so much against government policy is really symbolic of a larger chill and attitude of the Harper government that you referred to from that excellent editorial in the Gazette by Helen Buzzetti that appeared this weekend on the chill, even on journalist access to information.
So, Stéphane, did you get any response from CSIS? You said that you went public and you talked about those intimidation tactics. Have you had any feedback from them?
Well, not directly, right? But I hope that I would encourage all the journalists to speak to them. I was yesterday on the AM station CJAD, and they said, well, the same thing. And I said, well, call them, you know, if journalists want to. I think that this agency should be put under scrutiny and should be asked difficult questions. You know, and me speaking out is just part of a broader effort to try to encourage public debate on what CSIS is doing.
Do you think this is just a security measure before the G8 and G20 meeting? Could that be? I mean, they're expecting demonstrations in Toronto, so they're watching activists, and you are a well-known person in the community. You stand up because you're so tall, and you're so active and dynamic. So maybe they're trying just to protect visitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that in terms of the G8 and G20 summit, we should really look at what's being discussed, right? And unfortunately, we can't. You know, as was mentioned in your previous interview, I mean, we'll look at the issue of Iran. This has been so forcefully put forward by the conservative government, and they want to use the G8 as a platform to push for harsher and more harsher sanctions on Iran, moving away from what, you know, Iranian dissident figures like Shireen El-Bati has clearly said, that sanctions aren't the answer. So the conservative government's using the G8 to push their hard right-wing agenda on world leaders, and using that moment to speak about this political point of view that I think was voted out with George W. Bush. But Harper continues to beat the drums of war and to push forward this security mentality that creates, I think, a culture. It's trying to create a culture in our society where we don't interact as fellow humans in solidarity, working together through our differences, but we start looking at each other as suspect. And this is a very dangerous step. And in terms of CSIS, I think it's part of that, right? And, you know...
Absolutely. I mean, I can sympathize 100% because I lived under a dictatorial regime in Egypt, and this was exactly the plan, that your neighbor watches what you're mm-hmm. doing, and it's installing a culture of fear. You fear mm-hmm. what's going to happen. You fear for yourself. So you either stay quiet, or you don't engage in any discussion, or you collaborate with the intelligence services.
Yes.
So that's very dangerous, I would say, very ominous.
And I would also, absolutely, and I think it's very clear that the vast majority of people living from Vancouver to Halifax don't agree with that type of society, right? And so, but if we don't speak, and if we don't critique, and also get over the fear involved in speaking out against CSIS, then we can't build enough momentum as people in Canada against these types of policies. And, you know, to listeners, I know that this is a reality in many communities. And I would just encourage two things. Never speak to CSIS without the presence of a lawyer. And you are not obliged to speak to them under the law. This is a civilian organization who employs, via the government, other civilians to collect information. It's not a policing agency. So you're not obliged to speak to CSIS. And beyond that, I just hope that we together, many people speaking out about CSIS's practices, can also add to a political atmosphere where it becomes unacceptable for CSIS to be undertaking such types of activities that has really affected my life in the last couple months. But I'm able to talk to you today and other media, so I just hope and I hope that this encourages others to do so too.
And I would also say to our listeners that never give out information that you think is not important, because you never know how it's going to be used.
Exactly. And that's their job, is to collect information, right? And we're in Canada in 2010, and I'm just struck today, we're sitting across from each other on these microphones here at CKUT Community Radio, talking about this intelligence service, like, are, you know, there's all these stories and Hollywood drama about secret police and so on. And maybe it sounds like that to people, but the fact is so crazy is that we're living in a situation where this
which is
now
very
the reality,
real.
Which is very real.
Which is very real. It's not happening with the KGB in Russia or in some other country. Here we are in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Stefan, for this interview. And we hope that things will quiet down and that CSIS will have enough senses.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sama.
Please stay with us. This is Caravan.